Detektor FM. Zurück zum Thema.
Hello, Mr. Vesaveda. How are you?
Hello. Nice to speak with you. Doing well.
Yes.
We're enjoying our good day on Mars.
How is Curiosity doing? Is she all right?
Yeah, Curiosity is doing very well. The spacecraft's very healthy. All the instruments are working great. A few extra scratches in the wheels, which we can talk about, but otherwise we're doing great.
What does Curiosity do all the day?
Curiosity, of course, is a rover. So one of the things Curiosity does is drive from place to place. But really the thing that makes Curiosity special is that it brings a chemical laboratory with it to Mars that we can analyze rocks and soils to figure out if Mars ever once was habitable, could have supported life.
How do you communicate with Curiosity?
Curiosity receives signals from us once every morning on Mars. Just after the sun rises on Mars, we send signals up from Earth and give it a whole day's worth of commands to follow. It faithfully does that and then reports back the progress in the late afternoon on Mars. And then we use that data to plan during the Martian night here on Earth. And then we send the commands again the next morning.
Can you see in real time what's happening on Mars right now?
Mars is so far away, it takes about 15 minutes for our signals from Earth to get there at the speed of light. And so instead of trying to run it in real time, we just send these commands once per day, and then we get data back from Mars in the afternoon and then again in the evening.
Is a Martian year just like a year on Earth? I guess there won't be any snowfall in winter.
We're near the equator on Mars. So like Earth, the seasons are fairly mild. It did get pretty cold in the winter, but no snow. And then now it's getting towards the spring again, and we're starting to get some warmer temperatures. In that sense, a year is very much like Earth. Mars is tilted on its axis like Earth, has similar seasons, but the year is about 687 days rather than 365.
What did you discover? What did you find in the last almost 700 days?
Yeah, the main discovery that we made was really the whole reason we went to Mars, was to figure out if Mars ever once was habitable. And just after landing, in fact, we found we were driving through an ancient stream bed where the rocks that we were driving across were rounded because they'd flowed in a stream of water at one point about 3 billion years ago. We then made our way to an ancient lake bed where we drilled into the mud, now dried up. And that mud revealed that that lake bed once had fresh water in it and all the ingredients that life requires to survive. So we actually found a place on Mars 3 billion years ago that could have supported life. We're still looking for life itself on Mars, but this is an important step towards understanding whether life could have ever been on Mars.
Yes, that is exactly your number one scientific discovery, that Mars could be a suitable home for life. What exactly does this mean?
This really adds increases the chances that life actually took hold on Mars and was present there for some period of time. What's very mysterious about Mars is that in its early history, 3 or 4 billion years ago, there was a lot of flowing water on the surface. And there were even oceans, and the climate was probably a lot more mild than it is today. And in a sense, it was a very Earth-like planet. And so when you have all this abundant life on Earth, including life that can survive in very extreme environments on Earth, you just wonder why it wasn't also present on Mars. So now we know that the conditions were right. There wasn't something wrong with the water. It wasn't too acidic or too... was not favorable for life. The conditions were right. And so now it just makes us even more interested in actually finding evidence of that life.
Why is it so important that there can be life on Mars?
I think it's just one of the most fundamental questions that humans have been asking themselves for centuries, really millennia. Are we alone in the universe? Is there anything like us out there in space or in the universe? And Mars is the most Earth-like place we know of, especially in its early history, that's close to us and we can access. So understanding whether there's life on Mars would tell us that we're not alone. That would be an amazing change in the way we view ourselves as humans, to know that we're not the only life in our own solar system.
Could it be possible that on one day humans will settle on Mars?
Yeah, if we don't find Martian life itself, then we'll become the Martians one day and go explore Mars with humans. We hope to do that. You know, it's a very challenging effort and one that will require probably another decade or two to figure out how to do. And then it'll probably take several nations working together to pull it off. It would be one of it would probably be the biggest thing, you know, humankind has ever attempted to do. But I think we'll do it. We're explorers as humans, and we love to go see what's out there.
Curiosity is on Mars for one Martian year now, which is almost two Earth years. How much longer will the mission take?
You know, the rover is very healthy, and we have a power source that will last at least another 5 years, hopefully 10 years. So, you know, things are going really well, and we don't expect any problems in the next several years. We'd be very happy if the rover lasted another 5 years. We'd be extremely happy if it lasted 10.
What are your next experiments with Curiosity?
You know, the place we chose to land on Mars is called Gale Crater, and inside Gale Crater there's a 5 kilometer high mountain called Mount Sharp. This mountain is made up of layers of rock that we think formed over time, with the bottom of the mountain being the oldest and top of the mountain being the youngest. And we've always had this goal for Curiosity of climbing up this mountain and seeing layer by layer as Mars climate changed over time. It went from a wet early Mars to the dry Mars it is today. So Mount Sharp is just a few kilometers away from the rover at this point. And over the next Martian year, we'll be driving up the foothills and hopefully watching the climate change on Mars by studying the rocks.
What do you still hope to find?
You know, now that we've found one particular place on Mars and one particular time on Mars that the planet was habitable, we now want to ask, were there other periods of time when Mars also was habitable? So by looking over time, by studying these rock layers, we'll be able to see, you know, we think that the planet probably was habitable at over many millions of years, and maybe we'll even understand why it turned from a habitable planet into the relatively inhabitable planet it is today.
Let's have a look into the future after Curiosity. The NASA is already planning on the next Mars journey, a so-called Mars sample return mission. What does that mean?
A sample return mission means that you send a spacecraft to Mars to very carefully choose samples that will answer the scientific questions we want to ask of Mars, and then put those samples in a little container and somehow get them back to Earth. And that's the that's what NASA is working on now, that the whole process of collecting the samples and designing a rocket to launch from the surface of Mars and bring those samples back to Earth. The reason we want to do that is because there's only so much scientific equipment we can put on a rover, and the laboratories we have on Earth are just you know, much better than we could ever send into space. So by bringing the samples back here, we'll be able to answer a lot more questions about Mars than we can do with a rover.
How are your plans progressing?
Plans are going well. The 2020 rover is what we call it at this point, because it will launch in 2020. It's about to choose which scientific instruments it will fly, and then it will form a scientific team to help guide its development. And the engineers here at JPL are already designing it and figuring out how to collect the samples. This 2020 rover is the one that will go around and collect the samples and put them in what we call a sample cache. And then future missions after that will pick up that cache and return it to Earth.
When will the first astronauts step down on Mars?
It's a great question. We've been trying for several decades already, but it's very challenging, you know. So I'm hoping I'll see it in my career in the next 10, 20, 30 years, probably more like 20 years, I would guess, if all goes well. It's interesting, you know, I mostly work with robotic spacecraft, understanding whether life ever took hold on Mars. Once we send humans to Mars, we bring all of our microbes on our bodies with us. At that point, we will somewhat contaminate Mars. So it's very important that we get all this robotic exploration done and figure out if there's any native Martian life before we send humans.
Now, there are some people who claim that there is no Curiosity on Mars. They say that's rather a conspiracy, just like the moon landing would have been fake. How do you respond to these people?
I think people will always come up with stories like that, but thousands of people have worked on this rover and operated every day. I saw it with my own eyes launch from Florida on a big rocket. There's no way we could make all this stuff up, and there's actually no way thousands of people could keep a secret like that. So there's really nothing to those stories. Instead, we should all celebrate what we're able to do as humans, these amazing feats.
Thanks for your time, Mr. Weser-Wader. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
Alle Beiträge, Reportagen und Interviews können Sie jederzeit nachhören im Netz auf detektor.fm.